give the floor to Evangelia, Paxinou, Petros Flamboris and myself in order to share with you what we try to do since the last March. That would say the title of this installation, performance, and our speech is FM 92.5 Sympathy Radio. And is where we're going to explain what we have already done, to explain you how it works, to explain you what we expect from this methodology, and of course to share it with you in the afternoon. I'm a little bit impressed because I start to feel in the ambience of the place, so I will be more decontracted and try to share with you this this time. So actually what we start to do with BR program, and because of this big question, how does the world sound? You remember from the BR program, it's dedicated to children, to babies and toddlers, and also for vulnerable groups. And actually in Cresson, what we said, it could be interesting for us to rethink and to think about what means vulnerable. It's what we try to do it, during the last 2 years, for the 2 years of the program, for our participation in the BR program. What does it mean to listen a space and feel vulnerable? And as an architect, as a sound designer, as a simple citizen, as a worker in the, in our cities, we faced major crises nowadays. So maybe it's time to rethink the tools, to rethink the methodology. We study public spaces, we study public sound atmospheres, and how we can listen more deeply, more, I will say, with more sensitivity to our sonic worlds. So actually in this frame, we did two winter school education programs. Giuseppe and Nicola organized also in Cuneo and in Portbou two seminars. And now in the third years, we are more or less in the dissemination work package that try to implement our results and reflection. FM 92.5 Sympathy Radio is one of these results that we work in Volos in Greece with Petros and Evangelia, and we're going to share with them. It's of course in this idea that we can't anymore listen to the world as we used to listen to it. Things has changed. We faced, you know, the COVID crisis. We need to rethink the world we live in. And how, as an engineer, as an acoustician, as an architect, I repeat, I can maybe take care about what's going on around me. So I will share the floor, of course, and we'll start with this first slide, by explaining very basically how, what we built, and then we're going to exemplify it. We have installation where we have two roles. There is broadcaster, streamers, I don't know what's the best English translation, but people that has a sound recorder and FM transmitter radio system. And Petro, you want to maybe to show it?
No.
We'll go in detail. Okay. So there is two broadcasters in the public spaces that select with their sound recorder the sound that they want to transmit through the wave radio waves. It can take place wherever you want. We work with battery, so we don't need any electric wires to plug our systems. And they walk around in the place, and it's a way that we're going to experiment it later on. And there is one listener. Actually, we have three sets, so there is, will be three listeners that listen by natural hearing, by the ears, the sound of the environment, plus the two channels that are transmitted with this bone conductor headphones on the, in our listening. We put it in so you walk in the place and you can hear both sounds.
Yes, I will try to get more into the principles and how the idea was born and how we start thinking about it. I read a little bit also to to make it simple for the English. One of the principles that we follow for this installation is the activation of sympathy between places and people by using sounds. In other words, it's about an installation performance that tries to assure the correspondence between the ambiences of the place. What interests us in sympathy when we refer to ambiences is this dynamic and collective sign in the creation of corresponding feelings. As Spybroke mentions, sympathy arises from the collision of forces between the feeling and the sensible, which are continually renegotiated. Under this definition, we argue that the mode of appearing of the ambience is quite close to a situation of sympathy, because, as Spybroke et Ingold quotes, there is in sympathy a very strong aesthetic dimension through the feeling of correspondence of forces, shapes, materials, sounds, and consequently people. In order to feel these forces, we need to move in common with the other, not in parallel, but more to swirl in an endless dance. And therefore, sympathy, in the literal sense of the term, refers to the hypersensitivity in order to feel the correspondence of the sensitive flows which irrigate our daily lives and which therefore commit us to forms of vulnerability. For Ingold, this correspondence between places and sounds is experienced by the polyphonic singing in a reverberant church. Inspired by this reference, we were triggered to create an installation based on the system of musical writing and counterpoint, meaning the superposition of two or more melodic lines equally and almost equally interesting. Therefore, FM 92.5 Sympathy Radio is between a sonic installation and sound performance, more like a musical counterpoint between individual and collective soundscapes. We can, play the sound to show you. Have done
this
yes.
The recording has been made by recording the radio signal directly to the headset, also by recording with a normal classical microphone close to the place, close to the listening position.
It's like what you can hear later. We try to register. So the installation emerges in the field of the experienced place in a dynamic exchange process affected by time, weather, built environment, topography, and unpredicted events. That's why the performance cannot be predetermined. On the contrary, it is uncontrollable and unpredictable. It is performed as an ongoing process, built progressively based on the real situations that prevail in the area in different phases over time. It is hard to predict when and how exactly it will sound, allowing those interested to inhabit and appropriate the space. It is an experiment action of listening. In order to feel it, you have to want it, because there is always the possibility of hearing nothing interesting due to weather conditions or because there are not special sound some interesting sound events at the moment. This doesn't mean that there is nothing going on. So, and at the end, the effects are based on the active involvement of the participants and the dynamic exchange of their experiences with their environments. And Pedro, if you want to explain a little bit more the technique.
So yeah, I mean, basically, I don't need the text. Basically, okay. Just gonna have to explain what we did. So the process. Well, basically, it's like two different groups of equipment that we're using for the installation. One is the from the part of the listener, and the other is from the part of the broadcaster, as we call it. Well, as Nicolas said before, the listener, well, the three listeners are moving in this. They're moving to the space as the broadcaster, and they're using the Bond conduction headphones, which allows you to listen through your ears like you normally do. And through the vibration that it happens from the device at the area, like well, how to explain it? Well, the bones they're close to your ears. Well. And and the from the other part, from the broadcaster's part, well, what we use in order to make the broadcasting possible is, well, it's obviously a field recorder, as everyone knows, it's like a normal field recorder, and an antenna, which actually breaks down.
No, but
and,
it's made by, our, by ourselves, do it yourself.
Yeah. And inside the cigar box is like, is an FM
transmitter,
yes. So, everything is DIY, and well, everything is influenced from a DIY culture, as is obvious. And the concept is like the broadcaster, because of the directionality of the microphone, is able to. Well, he first need to listen to the sound marks that exist in the space, and then as he focuses with the microphone, he founds out the interesting parts as he believes what the interesting parts are, and then he produces them through the FM transmitter system that we have, so the listener can listen to his sound world and our sound world at the same time. So the setup is two broadcasters and three listeners at the same time moving at the same time, yeah, in the space.
Continue freely. We can share with us what we have done the last 3 months. We went in 5 different places in Volos. Maybe you have been there, so you can recognize it's the city close to the sea. We have a small mountain. I will show you a picture later on. Where it is an industrial site, there is a place we are close to the sporting installations, close to the seaside, the beach, and also close to the university. And we try to experiment sympathy radio devices in order to understand what kind of potential we have. We had the opportunity also to test it with our students at the university. And also, I will give you their feedbacks during the next slides. So, for example, the first soundtrack you heard was close to the architectural office of Petros in the city center of Volos. And from the technical point of view, it was working quite well because we have capacity to distance between the listeners and the broadcaster more than 100 meters, something that it was not so easy to have in the nature. I don't know what we can there is a lot of sound events, a lot of passing of cars, motorbikes, people, parents with kids that coming back from school, so there is quite a lot of sound lines that can be mixed and can be experiment with this system, so it's another way to listen the same place. We have been also in the university. Every time we have this graphic that show how we were moving around the places, the listener, the broadcaster, is just like notes for us. It's also a way to represent the experience. It's something that is work in progress. And also we have the nice experiment close to the seaside in Volos in the park of Anavros, which is a place where a lot of family goes out for where the kids can play. There is a kid playground side. There is also a skate park, so you have mixing of population and ages and people. What is basically, I will maybe you write down what we wrote down if we have time, is the fact that even with so it is not heavy, it's easy to use. So actually you can be the broadcaster, you can be the listener, and just enjoy the sound without thinking about the technology capacity. Of course, sometimes we have technical problems, but it's a play, it's a play game to be the broadcaster, to walk in the place, listen to the sound that you are transmitting, and just imagine what it could be heard by someone that is at 50 meters, 100 meters distance. Okay, so we have many tests about that. No, please.
The installation is installed on the body of the participants, which means that you become the antenna and you become the ears. It's not something that it's around the place. It's on the body which moves around the place.
This is the main idea of that. The idea is not to play with sound recorder and technology, just to walk in the place and have a different experience of the same place. So it's actually what we had some kind of questionnaire with our students, and we have simple question: what did you hear? What can you hear? What the basic question? So it works properly. I hope you can experiment it also. You can hear footsteps. You can hear sound of nature. You can hear passing cars. And because the listening through the bone conductor's headset is very smooth, even violent high-level sonic events can be mixed in your listening quite smoothly. For example, here we have an experiment in our university. People say that I could hear more detailed the sound atmosphere of the surrounding area, which are something unprecedented. I mean, for many students, it's a new exercise, it's a new way of listening, and I can tell you that I play a lot of hours of soundscape in the classroom. I think they never listened it so deeply that when they have experimented, they were bored to listen things that it was very far away on the sound map. To experiment the sympathy radio is a way to be aware about the sound around Earth, and this is a very, very strong tool of pedagogical tool for the young architect that we have at the university. I think it's something that we felt with Nicolas Tixier when we discovered that the commenting listening method from Jean-Paul Thibault and Grégoire Chelkov at this time, when you take time to listen to your ordinary sounds, it changed for all your life the way you will listen to the sound and to the sound environment. So it's playful. Here we have a scene where Petro took a picture. Of course, you know very well him, but you can understand the humor that he has. So you are just like a spy. You can hear some sounds with the shower. It's a nice waiver of this winter swimmer in Volos. So it's expressing something that's happening every day that is not always sonic, but it's expressing the sound atmosphere of the place. Maybe because of my presence, it will also interact and change a little bit the... of course.
Sorry, it's also a play between what is real and what is virtual. I mean, sometimes you cannot understand if the sounds that you hear are actually happening around you or it's transmitted. But this is what's interesting, because finally what is real is what actually is happening at that moment, which means is what enchants you, what really triggers your imagination. It's either virtual or real, doesn't matter. This is your reality at the moment that you experience.
Of course, we experiment also noises, parasites. Parasites, when you listen to radio, when the radio station is not very strong, and it's part of the process. Okay, so it means if I have heard parasite, it means maybe it's a failure of the system, but also maybe my position is not, I'm far away from the broadcaster. Maybe I have to change my position. So it's involvement of the body through the noises, and the noises and the parasites are part of the process. And because you felt and you hear parasites, maybe you feel a little bit vulnerable in one way. So you take care more about where you are, what you do, and how you catch this event. Let's have a...
The parasite moment is there's one transmitter in, at the interior of a space, which where you can hear the jazz music, and there is the other transmitter is obviously at the outside in front of the of a busy street, and the recording, the real time field recording, which is the same as the listener's point of view, let's say, it's moving between the one broadcaster and the other broadcaster. That's why you get the idea of sometimes you're indoors and sometimes you're outdoors.
And the parasites, it's when you try to reconnect with the other. It's not what keeps you from the communication. It's exactly where you understand that you lose communication. And you just have to try to find the again your signal. Okay.
So, for example, I pick up this place. If you have been in Volos, you remember that actually this is our campus, where actually you can see the details of the materials we use. We have open amphitheater with concrete. You have a concrete slab for the floor. So, of course, there is trees and presence of nature around, but this is not the first idea. You have a visual impact of the places. You see it's full of concrete places. But because the broadcaster were walking around this place and were walking on the leaves, were walking on feuille de pin, which has specific pine trees and was a specific noise, she realized, she said, I did not realize that my place, my everyday place on the campus was so linked with physical environment. So, of course, when you don't have sounds to transmit, you look with your feet, with your hand, with the antenna, maybe I broke it before, to emit sounds just to transmit the presence of element that you want to share with it. Even the do not sound. So you make them sounds. There is an idea of composition when you're a broadcaster also. So increased curiosity, you can hear everything better and clearer because you're concentrated. And in this way, it's a way to be part of the fabric of the imaginaire, of the student, of the performers, and of course to increase, not I don't like the term increase, but to open the imaginary foundation around a place where you experiment the process. And it creates also a lot of interaction here. We see with Petro, we are in the street, we were in an office, close to the office in the busy street that he was describing. There is a guy that going out from his office, say, where you come from? You're from TV, from radio show. I was on TV last year, but it's a joke. We had some kind of joke with him by explaining that we were transmitting waves from Volos to Cerisy and whatever, I don't remember exactly. So when Parasite also when the student was using also that, you see that other student that was not involved in the process was already interesting, so it was also a tool of communication. Through the experiment, what do you do? Why do you do so much things around sounds and so on?
And it's what we say that actually the broadcaster, the listener, become the events themselves, become as events themselves in the environment, which means that they change the ambience while they walk around. There is an interaction that, even if it was calm, you can create your own noises or sounds. And it's interesting.
So when you're a broadcaster, is like my favorite role, you have this attention to sounds, and you say, what I would like to share with my listeners. So it put you in the dance that I improvise myself, like a rebetiko dance, Zorba the Greek dance in the beach of Anna Vros. But I think you can feel the same thing in the next. And I liked this last quotation, actually, that one of students say that because she was listening to these sounds so precisely, with so much attention, she said, I felt vulnerable in space. But not in a way that we should be scared about it. I think she felt that she has this attention that we need to have to the sonic world in order to protect it in the next years.
Just to add something, is the expression that we like to use here, and the photos of Nicolas show it, is that what we try to do is to tune in with the world in which we live in. So this is what we try to do with this installation, to tune in.
And then we're going to end with a last slide. Actually, we are not experts about philosophic writings or about the construction of imaginary. We can quote the work of Philippe Mathieu, La construction des imaginaires, two books that he wrote for the construction of imaginaire for the kids and so on. And it's actually very close to our proposal by saying that for important for the kids to, when he's listening to story or seeing any stories and so on, to first of all identify the other, the pirate, the sounds, to have identification with the sensible matter that he has to hear or to see. There is a projection, so you take the sound and you wish to project them and send it through the radio wave to the others. And it's a way to get in sympathy, so it's to correspond between sounds and to create ambiance, atmosphere. So it's an invention process on which we wish to build this methodology and this tool. And I think is something that the architect in several projects that Evagelia studied in her PhD in Lyon or in Malmö, you can see here, this is the main idea, how imaginary fantasy with the, of course, the link we have with the natural water elements create ideas for architect and urban management. Thank you very much.
I speak in French because I can't in English explain that. But in Portbou, we talk about Walter Benjamin, about the radio is a connection between one voice to a listener, not all people, but we feel it. The voice is addressed directly to one people. This is the feeling of the radio. So I think it's the same here. You repeat the first idea of the radio. So one voice to another ear. But the difference, it's about soundscapes. Murray Schafer and the others, when they take sounds like a static way, just to have a good feeling of the sound, to feel the acoustic ecology of the places. But it's not directly an address to a people, to one people. And now I think that's why it's interesting, is because the boss is on move. They walk, they change the place, and they're active about the choice of the sounds. The sound is not just something in front of you, but it's something you... le son devient quelque chose que l'on enquête. C'est-à-dire qu'on on a la investigate. We create a story, but the way of we investigate. And they create a mystery for the people listening. So the fiction is just not about how the result is composed by the work and by the choice, but the fiction is composed by the what we imagine on the same time. So I feel it's really a different way to catch soundscapes, and very, very different because the radio.
Can I have a comment?
It's not a question.
No, it's okay. Can I have a comment? Actually, it's exactly that. In another way, that we feel that, of course, with a lot of very, avec beaucoup d'humiliation, respect with work of Bruno Latour, but I think when he does the performance inside in New York, it's exactly that. So we can't hear the soundscape like something outside. We can't anymore say that we put in a box something that is named soundscape of I see you of the place. We have to be involved in it. We have to work in the soundscape. And sympathy from as a spy broke and is a way of appearing of ambience. And I think it's very close to this idea that actually ambience is not the the object of not the result of the perception, as Jean-Paul Thibault says, is the glasses that we are going to wear, the headset that we're going to hear, in order to see the world as we need to see it to see it today. So it's exactly what you say, and radio is just a technical device to help us as all that.
In short, I would say that your project, when you talk about being vulnerable, it's quite interesting because Corinne Peluchon, in her Éthique de la considération, speaks about being vulnerable with a landscape perception and so on. And I think that is quite interesting. And that's also something that we work on for mental health. Having an experience, d'avoir un expérientiel collectif mutuel pour pouvoir travailler autour de l'intelligence émotionnelle et pouvoir du coup travailler la résilience des populations. Donc je trouve votre projet assez intéressant. On sait aussi que du coup la proximité sociale est effectivement le facteur de santé mentale important. Il y a une étude sur Harvard de 75 ans sur plus de 10 000 personnes, toujours en cours, qui montre que le facteur principal, ça peut être bien des choses, mais au cœur, c'est la proximité sociale. Et donc, du coup, de travailler cet outil, de le fabriquer en Fab Lab et d'avoir peut-être la possibilité, du coup, de créer de la proximité sociale. Enfin bref, ça rencontre beaucoup de choses sur lesquelles, par ailleurs, on travaille sur des programmes pour changer effectivement les comportements, la vulnérabilité, partir de l'incommensurable. Alors, on peut parler de la crise Covid, etc. Mais justement, je crois qu'ici, on a un choc esthétique paysager qui permet de travailler, qu'on soit sur un fleuve, qu'on soit dans une ville, etc., pour changer nos comportements. Donc voilà, c'était plus un témoignage à ce niveau-là et je trouve très intéressant.
Yes, actually, the idea at the beginning was also that you have to sympathize with the vulnerable in order to understand him. Even go further, sympathize with the devil in order to understand what is something that you have to change it, why you have to change it, or maybe you don't have to change it. And this comes from the idea that if you don't identify yourself at the position of the other, how can then, as an architect, design his place or create his space?
Alors on va tester à 17h, hein, l'ensemble, mais on peut aussi tester toute la semaine. We try it at 5 o'clock, but we can try it all the week.
Nicolas, a little question. When you were there, you plug on your phone, on your smartphone.
Yes.
Yeah, but you need a smartphone or you have an independent broadcast receiver?
You can have a simple radio.
Okay.
And just have to have a jack connection here.
Okay, if you have the radio on the...
The Bluetooth to your the headphones have been...
Ah, okay, just for that.
Actually, these fantastic tools, most of them do not have any FM transmitter.
Yeah.
Apple decided that there's no way to just listen to through the internet, but on Android phone, you can have a simple FM receiver.
Speak in the microphone.
So 92.5 is just a frequency
that
when Petro opened, the transmitter was by default. So it's the one when it's selected, but... So you need a cable to have an antenna on your microphone. So it's why you have a transmitter.
Yeah.
And this transmitter transforms the sound in your send your sound in the Bluetooth headset.
Okay.
So otherwise you can connect the Bluetooth headset directly from your phone and listen to music or whatever, or radio, but not radio because radio will not work without the... The antenna, the cable, which plays the role of the antenna.
Okay. And you, the broadcaster, you listen in the headphones or you just listen?
It depends on the recorder you have. Many recorders we have, you have the headphone plug, so you can check what you send.
Okay, so you can check what the person shall receive or not.
It depends on how you feel comfortable with with these sounds.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I have... lots of questions. I love this device and this all the way that you've been presenting it. I guess one of the questions I have is how you mobilize, how you use this notion of imagination. Because I was really struck that in a way it's not the way that imagination is normally used as a kind of private event, as something that you sort of retreat into your imagination, like something that's the most subjective of experiences. In a way, imagination here is almost the opposite. It's what brings you out into the world, and especially it brings you not just out into the world but into another point of view in the world. So there's something, I just wanted you to speak a little bit more about how you use this notion of imagination and how it relates to attention, the world, reality.
I will answer. I think it could be nice if Vagelia and Petros can answer by themselves too. I think this is we share a sensible matter, sounds, and this experiment. And every of us, with their own background, bring to light their own imagination. I'm not an architect. I'm an acoustician. So it creates... In my mind, maybe some idea of how it could be the acoustic places in the next years. I hope it can be also useful for the architect, maybe give an idea of design, an idea. The link is not so clear, but actually maybe it's better like that. Maybe it will be one sound that they will pick, one experience that maybe open the light or the road for design, but I prefer the answer that they went.
I would like to give you an example that triggered my imagination, for example, and it's exactly the photo that we see here. It's exactly this place, which is a colline nearby the city of Volos, and it's a place like you're in the nature, but you are just in the city. And at the same place, there is a factory. And when we went there, we went because there is a lot of noise from this factory. And this is how we started to see what's going on with this noise. When you're in the nature, you listen a lot to the noise of the factory. What was interesting with this experience was that when I was there and I was not looking at the factory, for a moment I thought I was listening to the wind. I was like, oh my God, well, the wind, I listen, it's very nice, I like it a lot. And then I realized that there is no wind. And then I realized that it was the noise of the factory, which actually it's not so disturbing when we are not, you don't know that it comes from a factory. And I don't know if you understand what I mean. It was really interesting as a sound in my ears at that moment. So it opened to me another image of the place. I could work on it. You understand what I mean? I had the material to start working on it if I wanted to. So that's how it can trigger the imagination. When you hear the place from another point of view, or a confusion also, it's a sentiment that can trigger the imagination. Because from the confusion that you feel while you walk around, it makes you discover another place. The confusion shocks you in a nice way, not really bad. So you're just saying, what's going on here? Why suddenly I don't hear the same things that every day I hear in an environment that I walk maybe every day? So you start seeing other images in the head, and you can start project this in a project afterwards. As an architect, I speak. So, no. Yes, Petros.
Well, I just want to add this.
We have time for questions at 7:05.
Well, what I want to say is not that much, I mean, from my point of view, it's not that much about imagination. It's more about, like, being in the process of doing something. The whole project was, for me, made me understand how everything is related by doing something, like the embodiment of listening. As Nicola Tixier said before, it's like, well, it's not a one-to-one situation where you listen something from the radio and then it's only one receiver. It's a dynamic process. So you get to realize what you're doing. It creates something and pay attention to it. So it's a matter of being concentrating in something instead of, I don't know, maybe imagination. But yeah. A bit of more realistic approach, if I can say.
Sorry. That's what I found so interesting, that imagination here is concentrating, or there isn't that opposition between concentrating on something real and a sort of imagination as a sort of disconnect. It sort of seems to be invoking a form of imagination, which is a... Yeah, which is, and it's a connection as well. It's kind of taking you out of yourself.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. Already when we were in Helsinki, I told you that I'm totally enchanté with the concept, and still I am, and even more. I have a whole lot of comments, and actually I'm reflecting a lot about what you were saying, and how also the people are commenting on it. And I was actually took this mic with a need to speak a little bit in the same line or a very similar line as my previous colleague to say that, I'll talk about my impressions and then come with a question. What is very important for me in this project is this breaking the centrism from the individual around us. I mean, each of us, we are the civilization, everything focusing on us focusing on us, and this culture of being so self-centered onto respecting the integrity of the space, of the ambiance. Actually, of course, the space and the ambiance, of course, are not the same, and ambiance is constructed from the point of view of an individual. Because that is something that surrounds me. And this is the point of connection with what you say. I'm not really an artist. Actually, everyone partaking in this project is an artist if we accept the definition of art as a process of constructing a meaning with the proposed material, proposed sounds, which are of course a bit random and then a lot not, we all construct a meaning of an ambience, and while respecting the integrity of the space, we redefine ourselves. So yes, imagination has to do a whole lot there. But another question about imagination, the question actually would be both for you and for Giuseppe. The artistic process is, of course, the huge value and central value within itself. My question would be the pedagogical one. Did you think, or did you maybe also do this, try to use the process as a starting point for creating a feedback or processing the experiences afterwards? For instance, if we would have like tarot cards, and then we have the sounds, and then we have me coming from the outside and experiencing your results or maybe testifying your process, did you think about making another step and making, let's say, young people or adults maybe create on the basis of the inputs, should I say like that, of the results, artistic pretext which you provide? And the same here, did you sometimes ask for a feedback, or even better, create a framework for creativity of people upon the experience of the Sympathy Radio? Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, I will just shortly answer, and because I will thank you for
just because
thank you for your comments and your question. Exactly where we are, actually, we thank you for your advices and the way you see and hear what you say, because it's exactly to reverse the process, to see how this evaluation that we start to do it with my student can be the base for the next step, maybe next year and so on. I think the question, very essential question that such proposal brings to the light, is the question of freedom also, and the capacity to participate in the public space by using sounds, by using the radio, by using tarot cards, and by using and to be present and create all together. And the fact also, I strongly believe, for instance, the beginning, that sounds is our is very easy to share sounds. Even you have your own interpretation, because we didn't grow in the same country, and it's marvelous matière sensible to share. Thank you very much for your comment.
Thank you.